There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Lousy Weather Media.
Ohio's known for lousy weather. My retro vendors keep me ever freshin'. And she acquired pleasure from applied pressure. Want the fruits of my labor, this is nectar. I stay translucent, never showing no emotion. While I'm standing in the snow wearing rain clothing. Been taught I look like a product of J.K. Rowling. That would explain how I'm creating all this magic. Get hooked on his diction like a bad habit. When your words are acrobatic, creating straight havoc. Trying to go down in the books as a valid savage. And retire to a beach.
What you sleeping
on? A money hammock.
It's Slim with a dollar sign.
It's brainclothing.com. Lousyweathermedia.com. .com.
Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. The shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
I'm trying to like harmonize with it.
Are you fucking Iron Man or something?
I am Iron Man.
Like, that's what I thought you were doing.
Bow now. Bow now. Boom. That is really weird. It's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, episode 18.
18.
You said? I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
We just finished Survivor Slam 2016.
Survivor Slam.
Survivor Series, I mean. Born in Richfield Coliseum. And yes, it what year? 1988, maybe? 1987? Whenever they did the first Survivor Slam?
88, I believe.
86.
Somewhere around there.
All I know is I was watching What Culture on YouTube the other day, What Culture Wrestling, and they were doing a top 10 like Survivor Series countdown or something like that. And they were talking about the first Survivor Series, and they just went on this full bullshit-ass rant about Richfield Coliseum not deserving the Survivor Slam or Survivor Series and shit. Like, they're like, you do.
And they did it there, like, what, 2 years in a row?
Yeah, I think like the first two or three, and like they're like, "Why you kick off?" They kicked off WrestleMania and SummerSlam and all those in Madison Square Garden, and then they kicked off Survivor Series in the Richfield Coliseum, and then he's like, "Nothing against the people of Richfield, but what a fucking awful place! Why the fuck would you start your thing there? It's an awful, shitty." I should cue up the clip. And fucking play it here in a little bit while we're talking. But he fucking, yeah, he just goes on this fucking shitty ass rant about it starting in the Richfield Coliseum. And I started getting heated. I was like, I'm going to tweet them.
I'm going to tweet them and say, I'm pissed.
I'm mad. Don't shit on the Richfield Coliseum, man. I saw some good wrestling there. I saw Owen Hart versus Bret Hart in 1994 at the Richfield Coliseum on a house show, WrestleMania Revenge Tour.
That's their point. It's 1994. It's a house show place.
It was a pay-per-view arena. You could fit like 20,000 in that place, man.
That's before it got real big and booming, you know.
And he's like,
it did hit that little.
He literally even says like, this shitty ass arena is not even there now. It's like, man, fuck you, man. Well, it's a nice open field parking lot nowadays.
Obviously had a good point if it's not there in a parking lot.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing quite there anymore, but
I guess he had a better view than what you had.
So we just watched a Survivor Series.
4 hours.
Give me your overall take here, Derek.
I'll actually give it a B. Mm-hmm. Overall card.
of
the whole overall,
Survivor Series.
Yeah, the whole overcap. I give it a B rating. It's solid. Had some good matches. Actually gave some people some time. A lot of. It wasn't like completely drawn out, except for the whole Goldberg, Lesnar, and which I mean, it kind of did it justice at the very minute 25.
What? Oh, okay. Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. So, I mean, that was the match of the night. The match we waited.
Splotch of the night, maybe.
The match we waited all year for. I'm trying to find where this dude. I'm still like looking up this shit where this dude's talking about. Goddamn Richfield Coliseum. I think I actually found it.
You're not sure.
Mm-hmm. No, not.
You think?
Not positive.
You're positive you found it.
I mean, I will never say I'm not sure because of what happened in the movie Idiocracy.
I understand. All you have to do is say not sure.
Okay, so I'll just play the clip because it pissed me off.
Things WWE want you to forget about Survivor Series.
Can you hear that?
Number 10, its spiritual home is Richfield, Ohio. Look, no offense to all of our fans from Richfield, Ohio, but fuck you and your stupid town.
This fuck you.
WrestleMania is Madison Square Garden, quite possibly the most vaunted sports arena in the world. SummerSlam was born...
Why is he an English guy?
What culture is out of England?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're good. They're British
what
guys.
What does he have any justice to
say? I was about to say. You didn't even get SummerSlam until 92, you fuck. Have you ever got a Survivor Series? No. Have you ever got a WrestleMania? No. Fuck you, Adam Blampede from whatculture.com, bitch.
In the exact same building, and Survivor Series was born in Richfield, Ohio. It's got a population of 5,000 people. Fuck off, Richfield. The building survived...
Yeah, but what he's completely ignoring is that arena was strategically placed 20 miles from Cleveland and 20 miles from Akron, directly in the middle for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then they would be able... So fans from Akron had the same distance to travel to the arena that fans from Cleveland had.
Exactly.
So you can actually draw a lot to Richfield, Ohio, even though there's only 5,000 people there. Fuck you, Adam Blampede.
Isn't even there anymore. They demolished it in 1999. It's a...
What'd you say?
Those guys' teams suck, though.
Mark Price...
They weren't the greatest.
Mark Price in the playoffs, if it wasn't for Jordan, they would have had a fucking world champion.
Yes, I agree with that, but I'm just saying.
Mark Price, all day. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
Born in the
Price,
exact
Adam
same
Blampede.
Building, and Survivor Series was born in Richfield, Ohio. It's got a population of 5,000 people. Fuck off, Richfield. The building Survivor Series debuted in isn't even there anymore. They demolished it in 1999. It's a grassy field. This is nothing against the people of Ohio. They're lovely people. Strong arms, noble spirit, good horses. But the people of Richfield, Ohio, how dare you be where Survivor Series was born? You are nothing. You are a fucking disgrace. Number 9, it was...
Man, that's what he had to say about people of Rich... I mean, I don't really know anybody from Richfield, so fuck them, I guess, but...
There you are, justifying them now. I don't know them, but fuck them.
At the same time,
2 days you're going to have a listener going, hey, I'm from Richfield.
Yeah, how are you gonna fucking jump in there and just say, like, people of Richfield, fuck you. Nothing against people from Ohio, but fuck you.
Fuck you, Richfield.
Like, okay.
I'd be more pissed if I was from Richfield here and there.
I think Survivor Series is awesome having its spiritual home in Richfield, Ohio.
What, buried?
No, I just
turned
mean like...
into a parking lot
different,
for the next pay-per-view?
Different than the Madison Square Garden of WrestleMania lore, you know what I mean?
You can't do every... Big match in
Survivor Series isn't even like that fucking important anymore. So how are you going to get?
Well, we just seen how important it is.
This year they amped it up. They finally had it. They finally like made Survivor Series like not an average show.
Yeah,
they have Vince McMahon on recording from 2011 saying we're planning to phase out Survivor Series. Like we're gonna end it. We're done with Survivor Series.
And they continue it on.
Yeah, if they've continued it on, yes.
I'm just saying, look at tonight's thing. It wasn't bad.
No. But,
they amped it up more than they could have.
So, you want to run down this show? So, we saw Goldberg get beat in a minute and a half to end the show. They got off the air at like 10:28, maybe. They started at 7 o'clock to get off the air at 10:20.
I was just shocked that that's...
Like, what the fuck did you start at 7 o'clock for to get off the air at 10:20?
I think the promo had more time than they did.
Not to sound stupid or anything. But I guess if you would have started at 8, it would have ended at 11:20. So they're just like, fuck it. We'll just end it at 10:20 instead.
Still.
But they did 5 hours for WrestleMania and 5 hours for SummerSlam. It's smart to stop this one at 3 hours 20. I'm completely fine with them getting out of there at 3 hours 20.
I think you're more pissed because don't misunderstand me.
Don't misunderstand me being crazy about fucking this only taking 3 hours and 20 minutes instead of 4 hours.
You're more upset because it wasn't a smoke and mirrors match.
Yeah, I was expecting a lot of interference. Squad. I was expecting Undertaker to come out and. Yeah, it was just a legit squash. Two spears and a jackhammer.
And a push down. You forgot
the push down. Which
the push down.
I think it literally knocked Brock Lesnar on his ass for real. I don't think there was any jokes in that push down. All right, but let's start the card.
Here you go, going off.
Ignoring pre-show.
Ignored the script.
Who?
Goldberg.
No, I don't think that he ignored the script. I just think he pushed him so hard that Brock Lesnar actually fell down. Like,
I got you.
It would have been a push that like took him back, but instead he pushed him so hard he actually literally fell down.
I think Goldberg was like, fuck it, I'll just really spear you.
All right, so the show opened with fucking Nikki Bella getting beat up by Carmella, I guess, in the back.
Didn't even see that.
How did it happen?
I didn't see nothing.
Nothing happened?
I started from the beginning, and the women came out, and then all the women from SmackDown came out, except for Nikki, and everyone was looking at Carmella.
Then I think Natalya beat her
came
up.
Came in and took it. She said someone hit her on the head, and she didn't see who it was.
See, Carmella had told me, you know, she had DM'd me. I'm not going to... And she had told me that... she had beat her up, but I'm suspecting it was Nikki. I mean, my bad.
Nikki beat herself up. I'm out on Survivor Series.
My bad, Natalya.
And that's why we're the shittiest. You can't even get correct information.
Can't even get their names right.
Yeah. Fuck.
It was Natalya that had beat her up so that she could get into the match.
I think they just threw her in the match because she was in Toronto.
Yeah, she's Canadian. That was a way to get her in the match, get the Canadian in the match.
Yeah. See how the night was going for
Take
the Canadians.
Take Nikki out. They should have had Nikki in it, though.
She would have got a huge pop.
Get rid of one of the other ones. Naomi.
You have been upset. You didn't see her.
You can't get rid of Naomi.
See, there you go. Get rid of... Can't get rid of her.
We can't get rid of her.
You
can't get rid of Alexa. See, here you can't get rid of Carmella.
Listen, you're like, can't we can't get rid of any of them. Like, so, okay.
You had to get rid of Nikki.
You did. See, you just shot them all yourself. Like, can't do this.
So, it was Carmella, Becky, Naomi, Alexa, and eventually Natalya. Versus Alicia, Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia Jax. The first note I wrote down for this match was that Nia Jax has the only name my phone auto-corrected. And it corrected it to Maya Had. Like, when I wrote all the other names, like, I wrote all those names in a row, Nia Jax was the last name I wrote, and it was the only name my phone auto-corrected, and I thought that was kind of funny. Like, they were like, Nia Jax, ain't nobody named that. Maya Had. You meant Maya Had.
Like, Maya Had.
Maya Had to go somewhere.
Yeah, Maya Had, but...
Maya Had a better name than Nia Jax.
That's horrible.
I did like that the crowd was so on fire that they were actually doing Let's Go SmackDown, Let's Go Raw chants. Like, I literally felt like the brainwashing of the fantasy warfare bullshit finally paid off. 3 weeks of bad television pushing this fantasy warfare dream matches we were just watching 3 weeks ago, or 3 months ago, my bad. All this pushing of fantasy warfare finally paid off when they got a Let's Go SmackDown and a Let's Go Raw chance.
And the sad thing is, it was only for that match.
Yeah, I think that was the only time it happened.
It was.
So let's run through some of these eliminations. Alicia eliminated Carmella.
Correct.
Then Alexa quickly eliminated Alicia with her little sparkling dazzle move, correct, whatever it's called. Naomi gets counted out. So how do you have written down how this all played out? I know
I know she jumped off from the top of the fucking thing and planted her, and then she got back up on the things, and I think she pulled her into
your
the ring.
Your pronouns, Derek. You use some names here. You just said right, she.
All right, my bad.
So what Nia happened? Jax. Naomi jumped off the...
onto Nia Jax, okay. Right? Then Nia Jax then grabbed her...
Did she catch her, or did they fall?
They fell.
Okay.
She got... Naomi got back onto the apron. Mm-hmm. That's when Nia Jax got up and grabbed her by the foot and pulled her into the ring apron. Then she fucking grabbed her.
And then the crowd counted 10 the entire time. Correct. For every number. And when they finally reached 10, they actually got so excited that Naomi was counted out. That somebody was counted out. That almost like kind of buried Naomi.
Like they were more Naomi, happy.
Yeah, they were more happy somebody got counted out than mad they were it was Naomi being counted out.
Yeah.
They were just like, 10, yeah. Fucking
celebrating. They gave two fucks about who it was, but they just wanted 10.
Sasha got pinned by Natalya, which was like the upset of the night. You know what I mean? All the other pins were kind of... this person pissing. This person pissing on the piss.
They're just straight pissing on people. Piss warfare.
That was the only one that was like an upset, like kind of, you know what I mean?
I thought the Bailey Becky Lynch was kind of a...
Well, those two are like actually...
Just because they're both baby
they're
faces.
On the... I guess you would say they're on the same level, kind of.
I just thought because they're both baby faces.
Yeah, it was more but they're both in the title picture on their respective brands.
Well,
one
Becky
being
is the
exactly, yeah. And when you look at Natalya and Sasha,
much Bailey could beat both champs pretty much.
When I'm looking at Natalya and Sasha, you're looking at Natalya kind of down here with the Alicia's and Carmella's and stuff and Nikki's.
You could raise your hand up a little bit more with Alicia Fox
have,
and your Carmella's.
And then you have...
But Carmella has been getting a lot better.
Sasha in the title picture. But anyway, so Sasha gets pinned by Natalya. Natalya is pinned by Charlotte. I don't remember how any of this shit happens.
My only thing is, why were they chaining Suplex City?
Because
had me dying.
Becky was hitting some suplexes
when Nia Jax
too.
Hit the double suplex on Becky and
that's what's coming. That's where I'm coming up here. Yeah, the first Mamma Mia call of the night by Mauro Ranallo was when the double suplex Nia Jax had. They both were, Alexa and Becky were trying to double team.
Didn't work.
Nia, and Nia overpowered both of them and suplexed them both over and got a Suplex City chant.
Yeah, I was just thinking it was hilarious. I thought that only Lesnar got Suplex City.
Eventually, though, Becky makes Nia tap out. Charlotte pins Alexa. And then this is when you get Bayley and Becky, because Becky's the last one remaining for SmackDown, and then you got Bayley and Charlotte for Raw. Bayley and Becky, this was the best thing Bayley's done since coming to the main roster was this 3 minutes she got to work with Becky. She was finally working a wrestling match. Bayley was really on point, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been kind of knocking her the past few weeks over her botches and
constantly getting beat up up win or belly to belly. Mm-hmm.
This was the first time she was counter for counter, maneuver for maneuver with Becky, and they had about a really good, like, solid 3 minutes. And then Bailey ends up, hitting the belly to belly and winning?
Becky Lynch, correct.
And getting the pin, and then Charlotte attacked Bailey as soon as the match ends.
Yep, when they're raising their hand, she blindsided.
She took her outside and fucking threw her at the barricade, two or three times?
I think it was just once. But,
okay. Barricade bump.
I like your two or three times better, because I would have done it like two or three times. But
so,
she did once.
The match was, I have the time over here somewhere. It was like 17 minutes, I want to say.
Good work for how long they've been building. Mm-hmm. I was a little antsy about this.
Yeah, 17:30.
I was glad they kicked it off this way.
Turn your mic a little bit towards it. There you go.
Better?
Yep. So then this is when the only thing I've written down is the word Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Don't even know what happened. They that came was just, the Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson called James Ellsworth Cinderella.
Damn, that's
and,
way down my.
And that's all I wrote down, and I was stoked on it.
Yeah, I wasn't. I cared. Their little backstage segment.
So the next match was The Miz versus Sami Zayn. Maryse has always looked incredible. And you had Miz, and this was a very entertaining match also.
I thought it was probably the best match of the night until the men's final.
They started pretty fast, and
it was back and forth.
Continued that way. Sami Zayn hit a really cool moonsault off of the barricade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ran at the barricade, kinda stepped
did
up
like
off
a
of it. Like
RVD
you would,
style.
Like you would do, yeah, yeah, exactly. And then they also called him, or they one of the moves he did his, what do you call it, a plancha,
mm-hmm.
where you front flip over the top rope yeah. or whatever to the outside. He does this, and on the commentary they call it the Air Canada.
The Air Canada?
Yeah, because get it? Because Sami Zayn's Canadian and they're in the Air Canada Center. Get it?
I got it.
You get it?
Yeah. I didn't catch him saying it at that time. No.
The finish of the match came with...
Maryse.
Yeah, well, Sami Zayn got Miz in the figure four leg mm-hmm. lock after Miz had had him in it. Finally, he got the Miz in it.
Yeah.
And... as they're going through it, you start hearing the bell ringing like crazy. Then they pan over to the timekeeper's table, and there's Maryse with the little bell hammer in her hand. Then she just drops it real quick and points at the fucking commentator. Well, or I mean, not the commentator, but the
time guy.
Yeah. Oh shit! I just deleted every note I had.
You gave yourself your own delete.
Yep.
Poor Sean.
I just deleted everything.
Now you gotta remember from the top of your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't get any of that back.
Don't you love smartphones?
I just looked down and it said deleting notes, and I clicked a button. I thought it said no, but apparently
you're like,
I deleted everything.
Fuck yeah, delete those notes. That's what I think about this Survivor Series. It's finally over.
That's
Monday Night
funny.
Raw, finally storylines.
I gotta set those up to auto email to myself now or something, so I don't do that shit again.
That's fucked up. Now you're like, I don't know what happened.
But then anyway, so then in the confusion, Sami Zayn thinks he wins, and the referee's like trying to tell him, you didn't win. Miz rolls him up, referee counts to three. I'm just like, how is that not a disqualification?
Either way, the Miz would have kept the belt.
I didn't, yeah.
Which was shocking to me because I honestly thought they were going to swap.
I didn't think the belt was going to go to Raw. I didn't think
so
there was any point to.
So they could get the
But you would have that belt and the U.S. title on Raw, and the U.S. title didn't even get a match tonight, showing how important that shit is. I mean, they end the pay-per-view 35 minutes early and didn't even have a U.S. title match.
Roman Reigns was in the main event, that's why.
So they had the fucking tag team 10-on-10 match.
Yep, this is when I told you I'd be on my way. And
I kept,
I
told you,
so obviously
I told you to wake me up when something was good.
Yeah, so obviously it wasn't that long. All I remember was seeing Team Raw winning.
It was a fun match. We got kids, or I mean, I got kids. Whatever their tag team's called.
I didn't see
called.
Any of that. All I seen was who was.
You
left,
saw the end
Cass
with Rhino,
and Uso, and them in the ring. Mm-hmm. I seen like 5 seconds of Rhino spearing the one dude, get in the pin, them getting eliminated, and then Big Cass and them eliminate the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it ended.
I don't fucking remember. I don't have my notes anymore.
team Raw won. No, my bad. Cesaro and them make the Usos.
I know Team Raw won. Oh, yeah, it was Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah.
Sheamus hits the bro kick on the one Uso while Cesaro's got the other Uso in the sharpshooter, and he tapped.
Yeah, and that's how it ended.
Ah, it's all coming back to me now. Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto. This was kind of a surprise. I imagined Kalisto to win, but you did call it. You said it before the match. You said, well, what are they going to do with Baron Corbin? He's obviously going to show up and do something and get payback. And I said, Baron Corbin's going to be off TV for months.
Exactly.
He's going to be off TV for months, and then he showed up 20 minutes
no
later.
No injury.
Kind of a slow match for being Kalisto and Brian Kendrick.
Nothing exciting happened except except for when they got into the apron and they did the
he called it the I wish I had my notes now the Spanish fly hammer or some shit like that.
Yeah, he Moraldo said some weird ass fucking name.
They're both standing on the top or I mean on the apron and fucking he's holding them in I don't know rock bottom position but then correct. Does a full backflip with them.
Yeah.
Full backflip rock bottom off the apron to the fucking floor.
Yeah, you did your oh my god. And he sounded
oh my god.
And he kind of sounded
mama
like,
mia.
He kind of sounded like one more of the South Park characters. Mm-hmm. He was like
oh my god, you killed Kenny.
Yeah, it was kind of hilarious how he said it.
But then Brian Kendrick ended up winning the match because Baron Corbin interfered and hit Brian Kendrick from behind.
And
so now this just makes dumb traveling decisions for WWE's travels.
Unless
but
how we were talking earlier.
Apparently they just didn't want to do the obvious thing because we all were like, well, we already know what's happening. He's going to win. And but sometimes you got to do what's right. Like, we all knew he was going to win but wanted to see how it happened. We all want to see him win. The reason why we're watching is because we thought we knew he was going to win.
And then he was wrong. It was like fantasy warfare.
And we wanted to see him win, you know?
Well, you wanted to see him win because you was like, damn, that just helped their travel out. And they're like, fuck their travel.
Yeah, and then
fuck
kinda
what they want. I give a fuck what Sean ass wants.
Then we went into the fucking 52-minute 5-on-5 man-on-man.
Man-on-man.
Man-on-man action. I wish
when you
I
say it that way, it kind of sounds creepy.
I wish I had all my eliminations still. I don't fucking have anything anymore.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you were the note taker from there.
Yeah, I guess, and I wrote everything down. I had every elimination written down.
Poor
everything.
Guy.
Yeah, I feel like defeated right now. I kind of I kind of feel like Brock Lesnar. I got squashed three matches
with
into
one
my
button.
Into my notes.
Three matches in your note. That's perfect for the episode. You know what I'm saying? That's how this whole fucking build-up for wrestling has been. Think about it. All the angles were pretty much just squash angles, and they ended it on a squash match. Perfect.
But this wasn't a squash match.
No, this was an amazing match.
This was a 50... Yeah, I was trying to do a segue. This is a 52-minute match. And so they definitely went a good 20 minutes before the first elimination even happened.
Put it this way, Jericho was more over than either champs in the ring or any brand in the ring.
Being in Canada on it tops everything up with that. But
dude, stupid idiot was that's the thing from now on. Stupid idiot for everything.
Stupid idiot for everything. For all.
For everything now.
Stupid idiot for all.
Anytime you fuck up, you're a stupid idiot.
I'm trying to think of any big moments in the opening segment or the opening part before they start eliminating people.
Well, you had the standoff in the ring, and you had that, and then you had Braun Strowman fucking people up before the eliminations even started happening.
Yeah, Braun Strowman threw fucking everybody.
He tossed AJ over the top rope like he was nothing, and he somersaulted down to the fucking ground?
Did
put
you
the fucking legs on the rope?
I can't remember if that started happening before the eliminations, but that was a sick fucking maneuver when he grabbed him. AJ tried to come with the flying forearm off the top, and Braun Strowman just caught him and just dumped him over the top rope.
Ambrose was still in the match at this time. This is when he power slammed.
So it was Ambrose was the first elimination then?
Yeah, Ambrose was the first one.
And then AJ didn't help him. So they had all the little jumping spots and stuff before that. Fucking Kevin Owens did a big fucking fat man cannonball off the top rope on top of everybody.
Yeah, they had everyone out there before they did any of that.
So, essentially what we're trying to say, instead of fucking being weird and mumbling through all this, was that it was an actual very good match. And for it being 52 minutes...
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of sweet spots.
Really good for 52 minutes. I haven't seen a match capture 52 minutes. Or they don't even do hour-long Ironmans anymore.
Dude, the whole Roman Reigns spear to Shane McMahon was worth every minute of it.
Yes.
Dude, that was brutal.
They did all the outside stuff. They got back in the ring. AJ and Dean Ambrose squabbled a little bit. Dean Ambrose gets pinned. That's the first elimination. Then then where'd we go?
After there, I believe, was the whole We Hate Roman chant started. That shit was hilarious. They definitely did not like Roman.
Every time Shane got in the ring, I kept saying his punches were better than Mayweather.
You was saying that, and they looked like he was barely
leaving. He's better than Mayweather, kid.
Well, he wasn't throwing anything, barely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was nowhere near the guy in the least, but very poor angles.
So, after Dean Ambrose got eliminated is when Strowman beats up Shane. This is when Strowman started launching everybody. He beat up Shane, then he throws... Homeboy the outside. Correct. Orton goes for RKO and Strowman hits him.
Yep. Stops it.
And then that's when Bray Wyatt stands in the middle of them. And they did that whole standoff.
Did the stare down and try to go against who was in the ring? Seth Rollins? No, it was Chris Jericho. That's when he picked them both up. Mm. Or he tried to, and they were not his locals, you know what I'm saying, that he's used to just tossing, and he was like, oh, can't pick them both up.
Well, I don't
I'll just toss them weird.
I don't remember how it happened, but somehow he gets outside, and as he's about to get back in at the count of nine, someone grabs his foot, stops him from getting in. And he pulls it out.
What was your first fucking thought?
Hornswoggle? Well, yeah, of course it was Ellsworth. He was wondering where he was at the whole time. And then he popped up there. James, the man, any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
That was their only way to get Braun Strowman out.
And
no one else in the ring could eliminate him, you know what I'm saying?
So then, they had to do Braun Strowman in a count out.
There was no other way, because they're building up to be too strong and powerful for pretty much everyone. You see how he manhandled everyone in the ring? Poor AJ, I feel bad for his back.
Shane McMahon started just kind of being the workhorse of the match from then on.
Yeah.
He was in there with Owens, he's in everyone. There with Rollins, he's in there with everybody.
Jericho a couple times, I believe. Because I even asked you at one point, aren't those the two oldest people in the ring right now wrestling?
Yeah, Jericho and Shane.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to remember how... Okay, so, basically, Styles and Jericho are in the ring wrestling.
Yeah.
After Shane gets finally tagged out. And then Kevin Owens, Styles is about to Styles is about to go for a Styles Clash. Jericho comes in and hits Styles with the List.
No, not Jericho. Owens.
I thought I said Owens.
No, you said.
Let's
Jericho.
Try this again. Styles had Jericho in the almost about to hit him with the Styles Clash, and then Owens came in and hit Styles with the List. I thought that's what I said the first time.
No, you said Jericho, believe me.
Okay. So anyway, Owens hit Styles with the List. Oh, my God. And the List goes everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the first thing out of my mouth was, that's not a disqualification when you hit somebody with a clipboard?
You gave two shits about the List after the big thing being built up, getting destroyed. And you're like, is he not disqualified?
Was he not disqualified for
that? You're pulling out your wrestling rule book and shit. Like, I clearly see it under this description. Disqualification. Fucking right there. Ref Sean in on the fucking couch.
So he's out, and then Chris Jericho starts to gather up his List, and is when
they disqualified Owens.
But yeah, well, no, they had disqualified Owens already. And then he starts gathering his list, then Orton hits him with an RKO, I think, didn't it?
Correct. And that's how they get rid of Jericho. And then I believe it was only, Rollins and Roman at this point?
Rollins and Roman's against the other four.
Correct.
And then that's when they did some more stuff with Shane McMahon, wasn't it? This is when Shane McMahon starts beating up, who was it, Roman Reigns?
Correct.
Shane McMahon's throwing those fucking haymakers, them punches. You know, the Shane Makers.
The Shane Makers?
The Shane McMakers.
Hashtag Shane Makers.
Hashtag Shane McMakers. And,
Shane McMakers. All right.
Shane McMakers. And he gets Roman in the corner, and as soon as I was like, he's not going to do a coast to coast with no
dude. Moment I seen
with
that,
no
I said, coast
stairs.
To coast.
Yeah, well, we knew
he was like
gonna
he needs his trash.
He needs a trash can or stairs.
Well, you see
it's
why
gonna
he didn't get that.
It's going to be countered if it's not trash can or stairs. I said that right before he jumped. I was literally like Superman punch, and they one upped me pretty fucking hard and hit him with a spear that looked like Roman came down on top of his head and died, and looked like Shane McMahon was dead. Shane McMahon, he falls in pinfall formation. I don't know any other way to put that.
Yeah.
And the referee counts 1, 2, and Shane McMahon's fucking so out of it, his shoulder's up, and the referee stops. And I think that was definitely supposed to be a 3 count.
Yeah,
Shane McMahon was just
because why was he disqualified? Yeah, why would they have been like Shane McMahon is now disqualified?
Well,
from the
if
match,
you
like,
go for a TKO finish to eliminate Shane, you wouldn't have gone for the pinfall before you go for the TKO.
Exactly.
Finish. Or it was supposed to be a TKO finish the whole time, and the referee fucked up
and
started to go for a count, just seeing the shoulders down.
Yeah.
One of the fucking two happened.
Yes, we definitely had a little fuck up.
I got 5 fucking Facebook notifications.
Of you suck or stupid idiot?
Oh,
so you're about to say stupid idiot, too.
Stupid idiots in this bitch. I wish I still had my notes.
What, stupid idiot, your notes.
So anyway, so that's how they get rid of Shane, is he was murdered.
He was murdered. He definitely didn't know where he looked like.
Yeah, and it looked kind of bad because they kept panning camera off the other guys walking up to Shane and talking to him. Like, they were, like, just walking up and patting him on the back.
It looked his fall from this cell from WrestleMania.
Yeah, after the fall from WrestleMania, he just walked away.
Nothing happened.
He wrestled some more.
This, it looked like he might have a couple broken ribs.
I think Shane's
dead. That was
dead.
A solid spear.
Shane died.
Because you got to remember, Roman kind of launched himself up towards him, too, when he hit him. That's
so
why it looked like Roman launched himself up.
I guess to say the next big spot was when they started going for the announce tables. And then Roman Reigns declared his hatred for Mexicans by saying, I don't want to use this announce table that the Germans were at or whatever. It went all the way down to the Mexican table and was like, I want to use this one because I don't like these people.
He's a bully, dude. Mm. You've been talking about how much
he's
a bully.
He needs to be a star.
And they want him to be cheered, but yeah, he's constantly being bullied.
So
he's doing a Donald Trump.
So like they're about to hit Orton with the double powerbomb, pronouns, Sean. Rollins and Roman are about to hit Orton with the double powerbomb through the Spanish table. AJ makes the save by blasting him in the back of the damn head. And then that's when Ambrose comes down.
Comes down, and they have their little shield reunion.
Yeah, and this is the only time, this is the first time Roman's been cheered since the Shield broke up. God.
This was the first time that the crowd did not go, we hate Roman, or hey, Roman sucks.
When he did the hoo-ah before he did the double powerbomb or triple powerbomb and shit, the crowd was eating it up.
I told you that'd be the way to get him over.
So they did AJ through the table.
He didn't go all the way through it. They had to break down the
other.
Well,
they threw him a
half.
Little light. They should have threw him a little harder. They were being nice to him.
It should have been from the top.
So what they do, then just roll AJ into the ring and pin him? I'm trying to remember how
they
eliminated
him. Yeah,
they
roll him in the ring, and Seth Rollins pins AJ Styles. And then it's Roman and Seth Rollins.
Well, this is when Luke Harper comes out from underneath the ring.
Yeah, but you still had Luke Harper. You had Bray Wyatt and
Randy.
Randy still in against...
Yeah, it's when you're 2-on-2.
Yep.
So, this is when our homeboy Luke Harper shows up.
I think he only comes out when it's 2-on-1, I thought.
And we thought, no, he comes out immediately after AJ is eliminated.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is before the whole... Oh, yeah, because we, then we they skipped got the whole three... Roman sleeping part, too.
Yeah, but then they got the three of them beaten up on the two of them.
All right.
So how did, I'm trying to remember how this went. Harper threw the one sick. Harper threw a sick ass super kick.
Oh, to Seth Rollins.
On no, it was
it
Roman Reigns? Yeah.
Oh, all right. I thought it was Seth Rollins.
He pushes Roman Reigns into the fucking turnbuckle, and Roman in the turnbuckle. Well, he like hits it, and they fucked up the camera by like moving it, or not turnbuckle, but the steel post. They fucked up the camera but by moving the camera. And then, yeah, then they cut to the perfect camera for the fucking super kick.
All right, nasty. I remember that now.
So then Rollins does the somersault plancha to the outside. Somersault plancha.
You love saying plancha.
Plancha. And then he goes to get back into the ring. I'm trying to remember how this all went, but I know he hits Bray, and then he when he goes for a frog splash onto Bray, Randy Orton catches him with the RKO out of nowhere.
Frog splash KO.
Yeah, frog splash KO.
Is what I called it.
And that's how Seth Rollins gets eliminated.
Correct.
Roman Reigns gets it back into the ring.
And that's when I thought... Luke Harper came down.
No, Luke Harper was already there.
All right. See, for some reason, I thought that's when Luke Harper came down.
I love that hitting somebody with the list was a disqualification, but all this fucking outside interference and shit.
Perfectly legal.
Yeah. Super kicks.
All I remember is the brutal Sister Abigail that Bray gave to Roman.
Yeah.
He snapped him kind of weird.
Reigns, He throws, what the hell am I trying to say?
Because Orton takes the spear.
Before that, he does the drive-by to Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
He does the drive-by to Bray Wyatt outside, and then that's when he goes in and he spears Harper.
Okay.
And then Bray comes back into the ring.
And that's when Randy takes a spear.
Mm.
To Bray, right? Because you said, Randy bit the bull.
Yeah, he goes for Sister Abigail, gets out of it. He fucking hits, he goes for the spear on fucking Bray Wyatt following that.
Yeah.
And as he's going for the spear for Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton pushes Bray Wyatt out of the way.
And takes
the spear. And then fucking Sister Abigail dropping Roman on the top of his head for the second time in the match. 52 minutes, your winners, Team SmackDown.
Really good match. It was long. It had a lot of cool spots.
Yeah,
it was very back and forth. It wasn't.
So it took us some work to get through it there.
Yeah, because you lost your notes.
But then we made it to the main event.
Which we needed no notes for.
Yeah, no. This was pretty... Goldberg's entrance was pretty big. Both men were both over, which I was wondering who was going to get booed. And the answer... Whoa, we're cutting out a little bit. There we go.
And
we're
the back answer in. Was nobody.
The answer was nobody got booed. Goldberg,
like,
I feel
is
like
anyone chanting.
I feel like the
look
yeah.
At their
I was like, look at their mouths. Make sure they're actually chanting. I think there's definitely some actual chance. I'll give them that. It did seem like the crowd was getting a little restless by the end of the show. They weren't as on fire as they were. Like if every match last night for NXT Takeover
was on fire.
When they tonight's matchup is scheduled for one fall, and the entire crowd one fall. By Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, when that one fall thing came, it was like four people, like one fall.
They're like, do we have till Tuesday doing this? This is our three event package.
All right, so let's get in the match. He shoots on, He pronounced Sean. Goddamn.
See? Goldberg.
Goldberg. No, my bad. Brock Lesnar shoots on Goldberg. He gets him up, but Goldberg kind of fucking defends the takedown.
Into the corner,
yeah. And then he fucking pushes Goldberg so hard, Goldberg falls on his back.
And he smiles.
Yeah. Goldberg fucking Brock Lesnar starts to get up. Goldberg hits a spear.
Hits him with a spear instantly.
And then
sets up for a second.
Yeah,
spear.
We were all like, damn, yeah. And then he kind of wanders over the other corner. I was calling for jackhammer there already, but then he hit the second spear. And still second spear. I'm like, okay, he's going for jackhammer definitely, but there's no way that's the finish.
And that was the finish.
So he hits the second spear. He grabs him, picks him up for the jackhammer, hits a beautiful jackhammer. It was like they practiced earlier in the day. He probably didn't, but I'm just saying that's how well it looked. And
actually they practiced that 10 minutes prior to the fucking match. This is how you hold me up, okay?
Yeah, so he hit the jackhammer on Lesnar. Boom, one, two, and then that three hit. It was like,
your
holy
jaw was
shit.
Dropped and was like, this for real? The fucking squash match?
It wasn't the surprise of Taker fucking Lesnar, but to see those battles of Lesnar and Taker, and then to have Lesnar just lose in a minute and 23 seconds to Goldberg is kind of a fucking
joke. Your jaw
joke.
Dropped.
It was kind of a joke.
You was like, what? You was like the guy in the crowd with his hands on his head, mouth wide open.
Sets
like,
up perfect WrestleMania, though.
For them again.
Both these guys can take time off for a little while, and then in January, Lesnar comes back on TV and says, I want Goldberg. I want him back. I want the rematch. Just like when Frank Mir tapped me out. I made a mistake. I wasn't ready. I'm on
but
my
this
way
is
back.
Twice Goldberg has won.
Maybe about the last match didn't matter.
So where are they going to go from?
They did the same thing
Lesnar
with
Goldberg 3.
Yeah, give me one more. Give me one more shot.
Until all the way to WrestleMania. They do a bill.
They'll both be off TV till January at least, I'm sure. But then Goldberg's kid got in the ring with his shirt off, which is I don't know why. I guess he wants to be his dad. Like, I want to be like dad, so I took my shirt off. Everybody's, well, it is kind of funny. All night I was like, Kevin Owens need to wrestle without a shirt on. Everybody should wrestle without a shirt on. Being in the ring without a shirt on is money. And then the kid gets in the ring,
and
I'm like,
totally against.
Yeah, I'm
it.
Like, why the fuck
put
is this?
Put a fucking
yeah.
shirt on that kid.
Put a shirt on this
shirt
kid.
On the kid now. Fucking now.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess if I was a dad, I'd be like, hell yeah, this was great.
And
it's
you're
America.
Like, no, you're still thinking, fucking put a shirt on now.
They literally paid Goldberg that much money to fucking like
two spears and a jackhammer and beating up security.
If this is a one and done and they're not getting more out of this for real, this was just to be a superhero to his own son. Like Vince McMahon was like, sure, come play in my play box and be a fucking hero to your kid for one night.
Damn.
At one of our biggest four events of the fucking year. Go ahead and come on in. And so there's more money to be made out of this. Don't let anybody fool you that this is his one match.
That'd be hilarious.
There's
I'm expecting him to be on Raw tomorrow, honestly.
But at the same time, when you got all these other 50-year-old people fucking almost dying in the ring, like Sting and shit, you might as well just
book them all.
Well, no, just put Goldberg in there for 90 seconds. Or, yeah, put him in there for a 90-second match.
Give him his 97 run
so,
again.
Well,
yeah, that's what you're saying.
I'm just
put
saying,
him in there for 30 seconds. Give him his 97 run.
I'm saying that he's 178
and 0.
I'm just saying he's not taking
beating
the
guys
bumps.
And walkers.
I just mean he's not taking the bumps. Like, he might only do one or two matches, but he's not taking the bumps
he's
that he
would be doing.
He's still giving
the bump.
He's given the bump, but he's not taking the bumps that he would be taking if he was wrestling a 20-minute match against Lesnar, you know, at 50 years old.
They just destroyed your whole night, though. Mm. You were like, this is going to be a smoke and mirrors, all kinds of shit's going to happen,
yeah.
And then bam.
But it was definitely going to be a more longer, intense match.
125, and it was almost as like a fucking MMA fight.
So that was Survivor Series. You said B?
I gave it a B.
After talking about it, I knocked my grade down to a B minus.
I would.
It was B going into the review. It's B minus now after the
just
review.
Just because you stumbled.
Just, yeah, I deleted my notes. Fucked me up. You want to take over? You want to talk about TakeOver real quick? Your overall thoughts on...
I didn't watch all the matches, to be honest. I only really watched the main event, the Asuka match. I watched DIY when I, like you, fast-forward the Dusty Classic. But I didn't see any of it.
Fucking... Ty Dillinger and Bobby Roode had a really good match. It was kind of a slow match for the open. It was kind of a slow match for an open match, but still very good. Ty Dillinger, best match he's had of his career by far.
Well, he is wrestling Bobby Roode.
And Bobby Roode took him to school. They went slow. It was methodical. It was well thought out. Everything made sense. It was a good match.
Good match to start off the show.
Asuka and Mickey James. Mickey James looked great. It made me feel bad for Mickey James working all those fucking years against the people she worked against. Because once Mickey lost Trish, she didn't have anybody else to work against. She didn't work against anybody else who that could wrestle. Work. She really didn't.
She wrestled models.
It was literally like it was Mickey and Maurice, Mickey and Candace, Mickey and Maria, models. Mickey and... Yeah.
Bikini models.
I mean...
Just say it.
Michelle McCool was about the hardest trier out of all of them, and she still really wasn't that
still
great.
Still, bikini models versus so, an actual woman who actually...
So, holy wrestled. Shit, yeah, it made me just be like, damn, Mickey James' run back then could have been so much better.
Maybe that's why she's back, because she's like, they got people I can actually fucking wrestle.
Maybe it's smoke and mirrors. Maybe Mickey had really stepped up her game to put on this match. But it was a good wrestling match.
Asuka, dude. I thought she was going to drop the belt so she could finally come to the main card. Because they need more people, but she'll be there for another year or two.
So,
till next draft.
Also, like you already mentioned, the Revival and DIY match of the night by far.
That was amazing.
The Revival, everything they do has been great. Johnny Gargano... It was fun to, like, as soon as that match was over, I popped up open footage of one of the, like, local comics that used to be a wrestler for PWO on Sportsline Ohio. A match of him, Hobo Joe, versus Johnny Gargano. It was just kind of fun. Like, I'm like, this motherfucker goes from wrestling fucking Hobo Joe to winning the NXT Tag Team Champions. You know, it's nice to see. Nice to see. And Hobo Joe was really solid in that match, too.
It was a good match. I was shocked that...
Well, Hobo Joe wasn't in this match. Well, I'm talking about Hobo Joe was in that match back then.
Yeah, I'm talking about the...
We'll save that for match of the week. All right.
But, like you said, I was wondering why the Revival dropped the title. And then, well, like you said, do you think they can get up to the main card?
I think
they're
going to main roster.
Would be smart.
I think you do one more match with the two of them, the blow-off match. You know what I mean? You had the match at...
You want the Lesnar-Goldberg match.
Well,
what you're saying.
You had TakeOver Brooklyn. You had this TakeOver. And then you do one more TakeOver match with the two of them.
Yeah.
And they lose. They show up on Raw.
Why not SmackDown? SmackDown needs the tag teams.
Yeah, either one.
I mean, you really want the Golden Truth?
But they're, when they did the heart attack, too, I was like, oh, shit. Like, because I was looking at their... tights the whole time, the Revivals. And I was like, man, they're wearing Heart Foundation colors. And then, they hit the heart attack. And I was like, oh, look at them, dude.
They're
pulling it out. Just really students of the game, as they say, to sound cliche.
Workers.
Then the main event, Joe and Nakamura, was great. Phenomenal match. I was sitting there, like, I kept telling Bobby, I'm like, look up from your phone.
He's like, no.
Yeah, he's like playing a game.
The game consumes my life.
He's just playing a game, and I'm sitting there going, oh, the whole fucking time. So, it was a fun match.
Well, when I hear that, I wouldn't be looking at you either. I'd be thinking you'd be jerking one off.
Oh!
I don't want to hear your O face. I want to see your vinegar stripe.
But yeah, TakeOver Toronto was, I thought, a really good show. Really,
it was better than
NXT definitely has a lot different pageantry and then also energy.
It's just a different product when you look at it in general.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the crowd, same people were there tonight that were there last night.
Yeah, they had
night,
that VIP package, a three-night, four-night deal.
But, yeah, there's just a way different energy at a takeover event.
I believe this was the first four-for-four deal they had for this
one. They did 12, because it did SmackDown in the same city for the first time, probably. They have been doing Raw, like not for Survivor Series.
No, I was talking about
SummerSlam.
They have these packages, like they used to be called like 3 for 3, but now I think this was the first 4 for 4, which they did. If you bought the ticket, they're outrageous price, but you got the there to be at the NXT Takeover, the Survivor Series, the Raw, and the SmackDown all in one package.
Yeah, they're going to be doing the same thing for
all
Royal
big
Rumble.
Four, yeah, they're doing it for all big four.
Yes, they have been doing that for WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Yeah.
At least in the same city. SummerSlam, they've been doing. They did the same venue like they're doing with Toronto.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do for all of them. The same venue, same night, every thing for when they do their 4-on-4.
So what was the big news story this week, Derek?
The only thing I seen was Vader.
Yeah, this whole Vader story was a hell of a story. So apparently he got in a car accident and tweeted about it that he had heart failure or something like that while driving or something like that and got in an accident. And then, I don't know if you paid attention to all this, Ric Flair started tweeting about how you could win a nice replica WCW championship, the same one that Ric Flair won from Vader. And they had tweeted, you don't even have to beat Vader to get this championship. And Ric Flair and Vader just went on a fucking tirade. Like,
I didn't see any of that. That's
like,
hilarious.
Fuck you. You know it's all a work. You know you had to, if I wouldn't have laid down, you wouldn't have been able to beat me anyway. You know, you prick, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just crazy as rant. Apparently, they ended up squashing their beef over
after
the phone.
After he told me he only had 2 years left.
And then, well, Mick Foley had to come in and be a mediator to mediate it. And then now there's this big push for Vader for Hall of Fame 2017.
Well, he doesn't have much time.
There was already a push for Vader Hall of Fame 2017 because he did the Stan Hansen induction last year. So
why wouldn't he be in there? He's one of the bigger.
He's got a Hall of Fame career. He's a Hall of Fame career. He's a WCW champion. He beat Antonio Inoki in his first night in Japan, out of Minnesota. NFL player, fucking WWF
Super Bowl,
WWF champion. Yeah, Super Bowl is. I think that was the second year.
His first year in the league.
Or first year? I mean, he didn't play his first year.
No, but he won a.
I think I thought he played a couple games the second year and won a Super Bowl that year. I don't know. You'd have to look it up. But I think they won the Super Bowl the second year. Or he played in the Super Bowl. I don't know if they won.
I know they had a Super Bowl ring.
All right. So anyway.
I do know that. Leon White.
So
Super
yeah,
Bowl
that,
that was. The Los Angeles Rams.
That was about the only.
79, I believe.
That was about the only real news I fucking heard this week. There was,
There hasn't been much news since the TNA finally settled their difference.
Yeah, since TNA calmed down.
The news is no news.
Well, we had some really fucking happening crazy weeks with, crazy stuff going on, I should say.
What, the riots?
What do you mean? Riots
Trump riots?
No, I wasn't meaning political at all. The Joey Styles thing.
I seen the guys talk about how he's done with the bygone era and fucking people who just want to be in the limelight.
We talked about Joey Styles last week, and
promoter wrote something this week about it on Twitter or some shit. I seen
what's up. Oh, the guy that put on a show. Yeah.
Whatever his name
is. No, some douchebag. I'll say it. His name's Mike Quackenbosch from Chikara.
Okay.
Chikara Wrestling. You know what Chikara Wrestling is?
No, I don't.
It's, as Jim Cornette eloquently puts it, it's those fucking white guys that wear pajamas and pretend to be luchadors. that type of wrestling. So it's a bunch of skinny El Genericos jumping around. And,
so a bunch of Sami Zayns.
But not good. Bunch of not good Sami Zayns, if you're going to put it in a way. So
a
anyway,
bunch of TNA wrestlers is what you're saying.
So they, he fucking, yeah, went on this whole fucking tirade about how their Chikara is no place for anything like that. And like just jumping into this whole thing where his thing has nothing to do with any of it. And yeah, he posted this whole long tirade on Facebook about how that stuff's not tolerated and these old people need to lay down and get the fuck out of the way and all this shit.
Once Vince dies, I think things will change for all wrestlers.
I think the thing, wrestling...
He has the standard. Everyone tries to do his deal.
Right now, it's it. Like, it's really simple with, WWE is catered to a niche product, so they're doing independent wrestling in WWE, or you wouldn't have NXT.
Yeah.
But this guy was trying to say is that the, like, just the shock jock stuff, or the,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Or the, even just the, like, old timer fucking mentality is supposed to be bullshit. And it's funny, like, Jim Cornette's rant about it. If you have fucking 20 minutes this week, sit and listen to Jim Cornette talk about this. Because Jim Cornette's definitely never been a fan of Joey Styles. He even says on the podcast, he's like, I've probably said more hateful things about Joey Styles than any other person has said about Joey Styles. He's like, but I got his back on this because it's bullshit the way he's being fucking ostracized from the world over a fucking stupid
the
joke.
World of indie wrestling when he a could have his job joke. At WWE.
Like, I made the exact same joke on the podcast, on the main show this week to Josie, right in front of Josie's face. Like, about how...
It probably went over her head.
No, yeah. I mean, maybe she didn't make correlation of Joey Styles or this and that, but it was the same... Like, I mean, I didn't make the exact same joke, but I made a grab-her-by-the-pussy joke about Josie here in the room, and then later on, even in the show, I even call it back to it, going, I said, grab her by the pussy, and nobody said a thing, and they're like, well, it's because you're the boss. I'm like, you're damn right. I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
Now you're like Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You're the boss.
So, the other thing was Undertaker came back this week, and he said he's going to be digging holes and taking souls. He alluded that he was like, I'm coming back full time and I'm digging holes and taking
WrestleMania
souls.
WrestleMania wasn't going to define him.
WrestleMania will not define me anymore.
I'm still wondering who he's wrestling at WrestleMania. That's all I want to fucking know.
John Cena.
Have they already
digging
done
souls and taking? No, I don't think they've ever done. I don't think they've wrestled too much, period, the two of them.
They probably have a good match.
They've maybe had like a TV match here or there. I don't think they've. I think that's the aura of putting them two together finally. Because now you got Lesnar wrapped up with Goldberg for WrestleMania
at
for
least
sure.
In your fantasy, see, you're still in fantasy. Just got real
mm-hmm.
mode, but I think it might not be. I think it might be just one.
Did you
other
hear the other big news this week about it was Big Cass making his karaoke debut?
No.
I was trying to get it loaded and I was going to let it start.
Bum, bum. Come on, y'all! Bum, bum. Hey.
Uh-huh. That's Booker T on the ad libs.
Break it off. F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S. Yes, diamonds on my neck.
Say
yes,
what?
I'm fabulous. Baby hates
it. Why am I listening to this?
This Big Cass is karaoke.
It's horrible.
Say what? Don't have time for this. Yes, I'm fabulous.
Hear you over here lipping all the words.
You know what? You know what? I was about to say, you know what song that is, right? F-A-B, it's funny because I kept walking around the house yesterday going, F-A-B-A, damn it, F-A-B-A, damn it, F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S, yes, diamonds on my chest, yes.
You want diamonds on your chest,
F-A-B-A, damn it.
like, butchering the song, just like your girlfriend said.
That's how I do it. That's how I do that shit. So, wrestling this week, Derek. I tried to blow through the news since we took 45 minutes talking about the pay-per-view.
I don't really want to talk about Raw or SmackDown. So,
no, me either. There wasn't much to talk about.
I'm more excited for Monday storylines beginning, yeah. I hope.
Yeah, what everybody said this week's was better shows, but I didn't bother watching them.
They were definitely better than what you've been seeing.
Is that how it is? Like you watched?
It was not like
I even got the WWE Network this week. You know what things I have WWE Network and I have Hulu. And you know what things I've watched this week? I'll tell you in a list.
I told you what you were watching.
I watched
Starrcade 1983.
Okay, we'll get there. I watched my headphones.
Every Total Divas you finally caught up.
No, I haven't got caught
Don't
up on that yet.
Don't fucking lie.
God damn, why is this popping so hard? Is that our headphones or is it the actual audio? What's up?
It's you popping.
Yeah, I just can't tell if it's actual audio or just the headphones. But anyway, God damn it. Check. So it's the headphones. Mess with the headphone cord over there. Something fucking up with it.
You're
not hearing anything wrong in your headphones?
No.
Your headphones are just fine?
Mine are fine.
Okay, so it's my headphones.
If Paul fucked up, it was your headphones.
I ordered these headphones offline. If Paul fucked up my cable already, I'm going to beat that motherfucker's ass.
The only person you can't beat up. That's why you threaten him.
So angry, I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
You were talking about you having Hulu and...
Okay, yeah, so...
And you've been...
The number,
you're
all
giving me a Goldberg-Lesnar build-up to be a fucking flop, I bet.
I've watched all 5 seasons of Daria, and... I watched a season and a half of Drawn Together.
The animated?
Yeah, remember that show?
Where they're all, like, survival?
Yeah, my girlfriend turned it on, and then I just... No, it's just like a real world type thing, reality show, but with cartoon characters. So, and my girlfriend turned it on,
oh,
and I watched
with,
that
was
pig.
On, that
fucking,
was on Cartoon...
No, it was on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, yeah, my bad. I know what you're talking about.
So I watched like a season and a half of that shit.
It's only like 3 seasons long, isn't
and
it?
Then I got the WWE Network. I watched the Eric Bischoff documentary, and then I watched Starrcade 1983. I watched Super Clash 2 and Super Clash 3.
And your
AWA Super Clash 2 is Super Clash 3. So my
only on
my wrestling
matches.
My wrestling consumption of the week.
Was Ric
from,
Flair.
Well, no, it was from...
Don't lie. Ric Flair.
I watched Starrcade for the Roddy Piper, Greg Valentine dog collar match. But what I was trying to say is
You could have watched Essential Starrcade just for that match, you know.
I don't have that anymore. I just have the network. But anyway...
You could
have
typed it in and just got that match.
So the...
They changed the network,
that's
right?
That's how it started. Let me finish my thought here. Now I remember what my thought was. The wrestling I consumed this week was 1983 to 1987. 30 years old.
10 years older than what I've been watching.
Mm-hmm. So that was like that was my consumption. But yeah, that's how I got on Starrcade 83 was I just searched the dog collar match, and then it just keeps playing the event from there.
Yeah.
I was going to use this as my match of the week this week was on the AWA Super Clash 2. They had like lingerie Chicago street fight, but it was like 1986 lady wrestlers. You know what I mean? So it was like a bunch of fabulous moolahs. Like I was like, what the fuck is this? It was
lingerie.
It was.
I'm excited
because I was sitting in
Grandma.
Here. Yeah, I'm sitting in here on the computer, and then I hear coming up is our lingerie street fight, and
you
I was like,
"You straight up ran over that motherfucker."
Yeah, and then it was just this like fat chick with sunglasses
you
on and
like,
a one piece fucking swimsuit, like walking the ring.
That's what it reminds me.
Smoking
I'll think
a
about
cigarette
it.
And eating a hot dog,
like your grandma, dude. Straight up, that's what the old women wrestlers used to look like.
I think
like
that's gonna be my match of the week. I want to say that was Super Clash too.
Grandma and her cigarette.
I think it had like baby doll in it. She's probably the one that won just because she's the
only
one
decent
that yeah
one.
The only decent one for 1985. So anything else you want to throw in here tonight, Derek?
No, I'm good.
All right. It's been the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. We reviewed SummerSlam.
And said, fuck Raw and SmackDown, and let's get to storylines.
And said, fuck Adam Blampede from What Culture? Because Richfield's not that bad of a place.
Even though it's just a fucking...
And the Coliseum was nice.
But yet it's a fucking...
Yeah, fucker.
Parking lot.
And Zagiri, and we're out, yeah?
All right.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.